Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Chris Hansen, who is directing a radio play. Auditions are this weekend.
KCII Radio and the Washington Community Theater, along with some other area partners, are teaming up to bring a live radio play to the air right around Thanksgiving and Christmas. Can you let us know what this is?
Absolutely. Sally, thanks for letting us come in and talk to you about it. The Washington Community Theater, along with KCII, Main Street Washington, and the Washington Public Library have teamed up, and we're doing something that we believe may be historical in Washington, in that we are doing a live radio play that will be broadcast live over the air while it's being performed. We do know that there's been other radio plays performed in Washington, but we don't think that there's ever been one that's been done live. Something that I've kind of wanted to do for a few years here. And so as we're looking at opportunities, I started talking to these groups, and we decided that we were going to try to do a holiday themed play. And so I chose It's a Wonderful Life, the short version of the radio play. It's about an hour long. If you are familiar with the story, which most people are, the radio play is a little bit different. It's not a lot different. I mean, it follows the same storyline and that type of thing. But if you watch the movie and then you read the script, they do have to adjust a little bit of the script just to make it work in a shorter period of time. But we're very excited about it. So if you ever wanted to be in a show and maybe you were a little bit afraid to get up on stage, this might be a great opportunity. If you have a voice and you like to read and you can read out loud and like to make voices, and this would be a really neat opportunity. There's lots of parts in the show. So we're going to be doing the show in the east windows of the library on the square. So if people can stand outside or sit outside in lawn chairs, the square will be closed for the parade. So people will be able to sit outside, listen to the show, and watch it through the windows at the library. So,
and what kind of reception are you getting from the library and Main Street Washington and some just local people who are interested?
Oh, the excitement about this is really pretty amazing. Everybody that I've shared the idea with is just in love with it. Great response from Main Street, from the library. They've welcomed the idea with open arms. KCII has been great as far as helping try to figure out what the technical aspects of it all is going to take, and it's going to be an undertaking. So actors, I've had several people who've been in lots of shows in the past. People from out of town who've already told me, hey, I think I'm going to come down and audition. So it's a lot of excitement. Make a little bit of history here in town and just have a lot of fun. A great way to kick off the holiday season. I am looking for a couple, two or three primary sponsors for the show. There will be some great opportunities leading into the show and actually during the show for some special announcements for people who help cover the cost of putting on the show. So if you're out there and you're listening and you would like to help me cover the cost of this production, please give me a call or email me.
And you also have some auditions coming up on Sunday.
We do. Sunday, the auditions will be from 1 to 3 at the public library.
And one thing that I find really interesting about this show is the sound effects. Can you explain how those are going to happen?
Right. We are going to, this is going to be a live production, and we are going to try to recreate as many of the sound effects as we can live on the air. So just as they did in old radio plays back in the 30s and 40s, we're actually going to have a sound table that'll have all sorts of things on it and beside it. And so as we're going through the script, you will be hearing sounds that hopefully will sound like, people walking and crunching through snow and ice breaking and
doors opening
and closing and those types of things. And you'll be able to watch people actually make those sounds during the show.
Well, it sounds really neat. And it sounds like something that's nice, if it's really cold out, people can listen to it on their way up to the lighted parade or if they're traveling for the holiday.
Right. So, and I believe, and I need to double check this with you guys, but I believe it'll also be streamed live online on the internet, so people anywhere can listen. November 26th will be on the air from 6 to 7 p.m., right before the lighting of the square ceremony. And please be sure to tune in and listen if you're not part of the show.
And it's a nice thing right before Santa comes to town.
It's a great thing.
That's been today's Washington Page with Chris Hansen, who's directing a radio play, It's a Wonderful Life. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.